From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita and two subordinates are set to make their first court appearances since being indicted on charges including extortion, false imprisonment, official misconduct, and kidnapping. Court hearings are scheduled today for Makita, former Undersheriff Paula Presley, and former Sheriff's Commander Juan San Agustin. Makita resigned in 2014 from his post in El Paso County. A grand jury indicted all three in May. Makita led the department for 12 years, the last of which was marked by accusations of sexual favoritism and intimidation. Community leaders and developers from Colorado Springs and elsewhere came together yesterday to talk about urban revitalization projects in and around the city's downtown. In one presentation, Chris Jenkins with the Norwood Development Group said downtown is more vibrant than it's ever been, but it's always an ongoing process.
Everybody who I've seen talk about a Center City story, it never just like starts right now and finishes. It's a long journey, and in fact, our community has been at it for quite a while. And we're still emerging. I don't think we've hit that critical mass of momentum yet.
Norwood is planning to develop the sites of the former St. Francis Hospital and Gazette buildings on Pikes Peak Avenue into mixed-use space to include apartments and businesses. Yesterday's seminar, presented by the Urban Land Institute, also highlighted developments at the Air Force Academy, South Nevada Avenue and Ivy Wild, and America the Beautiful Park, among others. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.